I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Jay Peak Resort has now signed a settlement agreement that environmentalists say will improve water quality in streams damaged by development. VPR's John Dillon has more.
For the last decade or more, construction projects at the four-season Jay Peak Resort have caused sediment to flow into streams, and that's led to violations of state water quality standards. So when the resort filed for new stormwater discharge permits, the Vermont Natural Resources Council appealed. The environmental group argued that the permits were inadequate to protect streams already harmed by development at the rapidly expanding resort. Kim Greenwood is VNRC's water program director.
With every discharge permit that gets issued, that's an additional load of pollutants. And one of the big outcomes of this case is that, unlike the state's current permitting regime, in this case, there's a no net increase.
The settlement requires additional remediation projects to offset sediment flowing into streams from new development. Greenwood says this concept of no net increase of sediment pollution means the streams which flow into the Missisquoi River and Lake Champlain should eventually recover. She also says the agreement presents a good model for the state to follow as it deals with other polluted waterways, including Lake Champlain.
Right now, we don't have a process that says, enough, you got to stop, because the waters just can't take anymore. And I feel like if we're ever going to get to where we need to be on our waters, we've got to have that timeout. And this agreement has that timeout, and I think it's, for that reason, is a really good model for all these other impaired waters that we're all collectively struggling with how to clean up.
Jay Peak officials praise the settlement as well.
What we get out of it is clean water.
Walter Elander is the resort's director of mountain planning and development. He says the negotiations were difficult and took time.
There were some real ups and downs and some intense negotiations. What I'm pleased about is that we came up with an agreement where I honestly don't feel that anybody came out of this the loser.
The agreement calls for an aggressive compliance schedule. It says if Jay Peak doesn't follow the schedule, it can't begin new construction until the streams recover. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.